Having It Out with Melancholy by Maria Popova. Having It Out with Melancholy. Amanda Palmer reads Jane Kenyon's stunning poem about life with and after depression. What Hurt Me So Terribly All My Life Until This Moment. By Maria Popova. The gray drizzle of horror induced by depression takes on the quality of physical pain, William Styron wrote in what remains the most gripping account of living with depression. As time pools that gray drizzle into an ocean of anguish, we begin to lose sight of the other shore, but there is, always, another shore. A century after Tchaikovsky contemplated finding beauty amid the wreckage of the soul, the poet Jane Kenyon, May 23, 1947 to April 22, 1995, captured with exquisite elegance of insight life with and after depression in a stunning poem titled Having It Out with Melancholy, found in Constance, Public Library, the final poetry collection published in Kenyon's unreasonably brief lifetime. I asked my large-hearted friend and fellow poetry lover Amanda Palmer, who has read many poems for me in the past, to record a reading of Kenyon's masterpiece, which she did generously, beautifully, and with the subtle solidarity of the piano's native melancholy. Special thanks to audio engineer James Bridges. Having It Out with Melancholy by Jane Kenyon. If many remedies are prescribed for an illness, you may be certain that the illness has no cure. A. Pages Chekhov, The Cherry Orchard, One from the Nursery. When I was born, you waited behind a pile of linen in the nursery, and when we were alone, you lay down on top of me, pressing the bile of desolation into every pore. And from that day on everything under the sun and moon made me sad, even the yellow wooden beads that slid and spun along a spindle on my crib. You taught me to exist without gratitude. You ruined my manners toward God. We're here simply to wait for death. The pleasures of earth are overrated. I only appeared to belong to my mother, to live among blocks and cotton undershirts with snaps, among red tin lunchboxes and report cards in ugly brown slipcases. I was already yours, the anti-urge, the mutilator of souls. Two bottles, Elavil, Ludiamil, Doxepin, Norpramin, Prozac, Lithium, Xanax, Wellbutrin, Parnate, Nardil, Zoloft. The coated ones smell sweet or have no smell, the powdery ones smell like the chemistry lab at school that made me hold my breath. Free suggestion from a friend. You wouldn't be so depressed if you really believed in God. Four often I go to bed as soon after dinner as seems adult. I mean I try to wait for dark, in order to push away from the massive pain in sleep's frail wicker coracle. 5. Once there was light. Once, in my early 30s, I saw that I was a speck of light in the great river of light that undulates through time. I was floating with the whole human family. We were all colors, those who are living now, those who have died, those who are not yet born. For a few moments I floated, completely calm, and I no longer hated having to exist. Like a crow who smells hot blood, you came flying to pull me out of the glowing stream. I'll hold you up. I never let my dear ones drown. After that, I wept for days. 6. In and out. The dog searches until he finds me upstairs, lies down with a clatter of elbows, puts his head on my foot. Sometimes the sound of his breathing saves my life. In and out, a pause, a long sigh. 7. Pardon. A piece of burned meat wears my clothes, speaks in my voice, dispatches obligations haltingly, or not at all. It is tired of trying to be stout-hearted, tired. Beyond measure. We move on to the monoamine oxidase inhibitors. Day and night, I feel as if I had drunk 6 cups of coffee, but the pain stops abruptly. With the wonder and bitterness of someone pardoned for a crime she did not commit. I come back to marriage and friends, to pink-fringed hollyhocks, come back to my desk, books, and chair. 8. Credo. Pharmaceutical wonders are at work, but I believe only in this moment of well-being. Unholy ghost, you are certain to come again. Coarse, mean, you'll put your feet on the coffee table, lean back, and turn me into someone who can't take the trouble to speak. Someone who can't sleep, or who does nothing but sleep, can't read, or call for an appointment for help. There is nothing I can do against your coming. When I awake, I am still with thee. 9. Wood thrush, high on Nardil and June light. I wake at 4, waiting greedily for the first note of the wood thrush. Easeful air presses through the screen with the wild, complex song of the bird. And I am overcome by ordinary contentment. What hurt me so terribly all my life until this moment? How I love the small, swiftly beating heart of the bird singing in the great maples, its bright, unequivocal eye. Complement with Kenyon's towering wisdom on life, May Sarton on the cure for despair, Tim Ferriss on how he survived suicidal depression, and Galway Kinnell's lifeline of a poem for a friend contemplating suicide, then revisit Amanda's arresting readings of The Mushroom Hunters, by Neil Gaiman, Protest, by Ella Wheeler Wilcox, Humanity I Love You, by E. Cummings, and Possibilities, and Life While You Wait, by Polish Nobel laureate Wisława Szymborska.